الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر كل في فلك يسبحون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. If you look at nature, you'll notice that one of the essential, you can say, understandings is the maintenance of is maintaining balance. If you look through nature, you'll see, just looking around, that one of the goals of nature, or the way nature has been designed, of course, by Allah, is to maintain stability and maintain balance. And what's interesting is if you look at things at a both microscopic level and a macroscopic level, one of the principal ways by which balance and stability is maintained or are maintained is through revolution or through orbit. It's through revolution or through orbit. You look, for example, I'm not a physicist, but I'm going to try my best to explain it. But if you look, for example, at an atom, which is, you know, the smallest particle, you can say, and it consists of a nucleus and it has an electron that revolves around the nucleus. And if you really understand the purpose behind this revolution, of course, you know, quantum mechanics will tell you that you can't really follow it, but we know, for the most part, it lies in orbit around its nucleus. And there's two forces, right? There's a, you can say, a kinetic energy that's driving it in one direction, and then you have an electrical attraction toward the nucleus that pulls it toward. So essentially, the electron almost free falls continuously around the nucleus. And what's amazing is that what gives it its stability, what gives the atom its stability, is not the electron charging toward the nucleus because of its attraction. It's not the electron using its kinetic energy to run away from the nucleus. It's the combination of both that produces this revolution and this orbit around the nucleus that makes the atom as stable as it is. And because the atom is so stable, everything else beyond that becomes stable. Everything else beyond that becomes stable. Now, let's expand this a bit further, right? You look at, zoom out a bit, and you look at the moon and the earth and its relationship. The moon plays a vital role when it comes to the earth in so many ways. Of course, Islamically, we know that as well. And again, you have a combination of a forward momentum and the gravitational force of the earth that's causing the moon not to run away because of its forward momentum, not to fall down upon the earth because of gravitational force, but rather to maintain stability, it revolves around the earth. Because revolution is what maintains stability and balance. Orbit is what maintains stability and balance at that microscopic level, and then also at a macroscopic level. Zoom out a bit further. You know, the earth and the sun. I mean, we learned this, you know, in elementary school, that the earth revolves around the sun. Why does it do that? What purpose does that serve? Right? You have a forward momentum. The earth has its own kinetic energy, and it can drive it away from the sun. But then the sun has its own gravitational force that forces the earth to come back toward it. And this combination causes the earth to free fall around the sun, which essentially is the earth revolving or orbiting around the sun. Because that's the most stable it can be. And that stability is what has allowed us to remain as human beings in existence on the earth. You expand that further, of course, the solar system, so all these planets are now, all these moons are revolving around their own planets for stability. Now the planets are all revolving around the sun in their own respective orbits for stability. And now you have the solar system that's also revolving around the center of the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. Why? To, again, maintain that sense of stability and balance. So you see this at a microscopic level, and there's so many layers in between that, and then you zoom out, and you see this at a macroscopic level as well. And it's incredible because this is the way nature has been designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as human beings, we, at a metaphysical level, also need balance and stability. At a metaphysical level, just the way that the electron and the atom require stability and balance, just in the same way that the solar system requires stability and balance, and the galaxies require the same, and every other level in between and above, We as human beings at a metaphysical level, we also need balance. And the way we achieve balance in life is through nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way we achieve balance and stability in life is through nearness to Allah. And that's what we call qurb. I mean, there's many ways that a person can try to achieve balance. You could say, okay, I need to eat well, I need to exercise well, I need to have a balanced diet, I need to make sure I get good rest at night. And yeah, these are all important physically, but we know that that's not what's leading to society's success, and that's not what's going to lead to a human being's success. A human being's success ultimately, in terms of maximizing its balance, or achieving its full potential when it comes to stability and balance, is going to be when a person develops a nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we think about proximity to Allah, it's interesting because we may, think about it as just a physical nearness, right? Like, and I'm not trying to paint a physical picture here. We may just think about it as two physical objects or beings coming close to one another. But there's also a revolution that occurs in the relationship between a human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that orbit is what allows us to maintain balance. Let me speak on broader terms here. If a person really wants to achieve balance in their deen, or balance in life, a human being really wants to achieve balance in deen, they do so by attracting or drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do so by drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way they draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by revolving their life around every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of them. Meaning, Allah ta'ala becomes at the center of a person's personal universe. And now every single decision they make and every action they perform, all is designed to revolve around the center of their own universe, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more a person does this, the more a person draws closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Now, we have the option, right? I mean, we can use our own sort of force and draw away from Allah, right? And that can happen. It's interesting because if you look at an electron, for instance, what do they say? They say that if you add energy to an electron, what will happen? It has the potential to move away from its from the core nucleus, and then it'll completely disappear from the atom altogether. It can escape. It's possible. And for the human being as well, and for the believer as well, yes, our focus is to revolve our life around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a believer does so through worship, through structure, through ibadah, through coming to the masjid, etc., they revolve their lives around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're in the most balanced form. But then there are these external forces like shaitan and dunya that then come and sin. For they add this element of energy to us that's a negative energy, you can say, and it forces us to derail completely. And a person can derail so much so that they leave the orbit that they're supposed to be encircling, which is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person wants to draw close to Allah, and a person wants to develop a nearness to Allah, that's a positive thing. And that's what's going to allow them to achieve goodness in this world. And that closeness and that qurb, essentially, at a metaphysical level, is a person circling their entire life around Allah. So that no matter where they are and what stage they are, right? When a person's in orbit, unless something's in orbit, it's at a different place. I mean, the earth, when it's revolving around the sun, it's here, then it's here, then it's here, then it's here, then it's here. But ultimately, what's it doing? It's continuously reconnecting back to its source. So that kinetic energy pushes it away, forward momentum, and then the gravitational force brings it right back. And it brings it right back, and it brings it right back, so it remains in this perfect orbit. And the human being as well, right? Similarly, we revolve around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And the moment we begin to derail, we immediately come back. So no matter where we are, whatever phase we may be, whatever time of year, whatever phase in our life, whatever physical space we may be, irrespective of any of those things, the human being revolves, the believer, revolves themselves around their core, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as long as they do so, they will maintain stability and balance in this life. Is that making sense? Okay, let's take this one step further. Because we talked about, at a metaphysical level as well. At a metaphysical level, we revolve ourselves around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is a manifestation of qurb and nearness to Allah. But what's amazing is that in this life as well, this is represented in our deen at a physical level as well. This is represented in our Islam at this notion of revolving and revolution and orbit. It's not just a metaphysical concept that I'm sharing with you, or the Prophet shared and I'm revealing or sharing with you. There's actually a physical expression and manifestation of this as well. We know that at the center of this earth, spiritually, is the house of Allah, which is the Kaaba. There's the house of Allah, which is the Kaaba. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam made a call, وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. He made a call to invite all humanity, especially those who believe in Allah, to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to draw near physically to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is the expression and manifestation of that drawing near to the house of Allah? Think about it. People come from all across the world, for many years, for many decades and centuries they've been coming, and they come physically toward the house of Allah ta'ala. And when they come toward the house of Allah ta'ala with the intention of physically drawing near to it, not spiritually, physically, what are they instructed to do? You walk into Masjid al-Haram, you see the Kaaba. Now, you have the option. Nearness tells you, I'm going to go straight toward it. I'm going to wrap my arms around it. I'm going to kiss it. I'm going to hug it. Because that's physical proximity to the house of Allah. But what are we instructed to do? Revolve around the Kaaba. We're instructed to follow what the rest of nature is doing. The same style and fashion that the rest of nature applies to maintain stability and balance, this is expressed in the tawaf around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So much so that when a person enters and they lay eyes in their Kaaba, they don't even stop and pray 2 rak'ah of salah. When you're in a state of ihram and you're coming to the house of Allah for the first time on that trip, you don't stop, pray your 2 rak'ah, tahiyyatul masjid, you know, make dua and all of these things. You're instructed to go straight to the area around the Kaaba, and when you see the Kaaba, you make dua, and then you begin your revolution. You begin your orbit. You begin your orbit around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you do it for 7 times, this perfect revolution around the house of Allah. Now, we don't physically have to be right next to it. You could be 20 feet away, you can be 50 feet away, you can be 100 feet away, but you have to be circling the Kaaba. You have to be following the sunnah that's present in so many other examples Allah's taught us. Whether it be the atom and the electron and how it works, whether it be the earth around the sun, the moon around the earth, the solar system, the sun itself or the solar system around the galaxy in its core, this idea of stability and balance is expressed even in this act of worship. And it's the ultimate act of worship, if you think about it, right? I mean, there's salah is at its core. Fasting has its role, zakah has its role. And by the way, if you think about each individual act of worship, there's a component of rotation and revolution there, but we're not going to go there. Focusing in just this core, which is the hajj, which is this physical piece of land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated as essential, that every believer at one point in their life has to, is mandated, if they're able, to come and visit. What are they supposed to do when they come and visit? They're supposed to circle around it 7 times. They're supposed to throw themselves into this free fall of orbit around the Kaaba, which is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the ultimate expression of nearness, which for the believer is expression of love, an expression of emotion, an expression of servitude. How is that all manifested? By circling around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's an incredible, you know, millions of people go through this every single year, this physical action, and they're reminding themselves, they're reminding us really what orbit really means. And what revolution truly, truly means. And how it links so perfectly with this action of tawaf around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to sort of bring this back full circle, pun intended, I guess. But only one circle, we won't go through multiple. The first is, as human beings, we have an aim in life to maintain balance and stability. And there's no better way to achieve that through Islam and through our deen. And in particular, through nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more a person draws closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they fall into this orbit of the oneness of Allah. I mean, it's incredible, because even if you take La ilaha illallah at its core, what does it really mean? It means to take La ilaha illallah, which is a statement I utter from my tongue, but it's in my heart, and I revolve my entire life around La ilaha illallah, no matter what phase I find myself in. It's revolution, it's orbit. It's an affinity to this core, which is La ilaha illallah, everything other than Allah. And even more amazing is what Ibrahim alayhi salam did with the Kaaba is he repelled the idols and removed them from there because these were forces that can that would deter from this, you know, tawaf that can occur. You have to remove anything other than Allah from anything that's at its core, whether it be the heart, whether it be the physical Kaaba, or whether it be anything else, because these are repelling forces that take a person away from Allah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam sucks away and removes the idols from it, so now the Kaaba becomes a magnet that allows this revolution to occur. And for the heart as well, when we remove everything other than Allah from our heart, it automatically, the core of La ilaha illallah, its seed then is firmly planted in the heart. And all of those external repelling forces that force us away, all those other desires, anything ghayrullah, is removed from the heart. It allows the heart to fully fall into the orbit of La ilaha illallah. To fall into the orbit and full submission of La ilaha illallah. So as human beings, we maintain balance when we metaphysically revolve our lives around La ilaha illallah. That's summary point number one. You know, and what takes us away from this, I already mentioned, right? Shaitan, sin, all of these things. If you look at an electron, the preference of the electron is to be in its, they call it the ground state, which is the closest in orbit to the nucleus, to the nucleus. It wants to be close. But what happens is if it's given too much energy, it will then jump up and it'll go into its further orbit and further orbit. And if it's given too much energy, it derails off its path altogether. It almost becomes this independent, you know, it becomes independently runs away. SubhanAllah, it's a perfect example of the believer as well. Right? I mean, the closer we are to Allah, our ground state should be to be as close to Allah Ta'ala as possible. So that orbit is very small around Allah. Meaning, La ilaha illallah, around, I'm not speaking at a literal level, right? That the orbit is very close. That's the ultimate nearness, is to be very closely revolving around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illallah. But sometimes we, because of our own nafs and our own arrogance and our own pride, or through sin, or through shaitan, or some other forces, these things feed into this orbit, and then it takes us away, and you move out and out. So that ground state, that preferred electron prefers to stay at that ground state. The human being shifts, and eventually it can completely derail. So we maintain balance and stability when we revolve our lives around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really quite frankly, La ilaha illallah. And the second, physically, we demonstrate this notion of orbit and revolution, which is an expression of nearness when we perform tawaf around the house of Allah. And we leverage this action of tawaf for anyone that's ever done it or is intending to do it. This is a reminder that number one, it reconnects tawaf, and this is the beauty of tawaf, right? This is the point I was trying to highlight, is that it serves many purposes. Yes, we think about tawaf as an opportunity for me to go and follow the footsteps of the Prophet. Of course, wonderful. And this is what we're told to do, so this is what we do. But let's think a bit deeper about what exactly we're doing when we're performing tawaf. What exactly does that tawaf entail? Number one, it's reconnecting me with the style of the rest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Right? It's plugging me right into this perfect system of stability that Allah's created. The atom is Allah's creation. The universe is Allah's creation. The galaxy is Allah's creation. And He's created it in such perfect form. When I'm doing my tawaf, I'm now putting myself in, I'm reminding myself that I too should be a part of this perfection as well. Included in the perfection of Allah, let's put it that way. The second, when we physically perform the tawaf around the house of Allah, we're reminding ourselves that yes, as I'm walking around this home seven times, right? As I'm physically revolving around this incredible home of Allah Ta'ala where all this nur is coming down, I'm reminding myself that this is actually how my life should be as well. This is all, when I'm performing tawaf, I'm reminding myself that this revolution is not isolated to this one simple form of worship. Rather, this simple physical revolution is a reminder for me that my entire life should also be in orbit as well. And the third and final is that when we, you know, it's incredible because when you... I just think, when you think about it, when a person goes to the house of Allah, many a times we approach the house of Allah in this depleted state, right? Like when a person decides to go for Hajj, why are they going for Hajj? they're going for Hajj because they feel like, I really need to do this, right? When the person decides to go for Umrah, why? Oftentimes it's like, I've fallen off. I've made a lot of mistakes. I need to really recalibrate myself. So what? How does this recalibration occur? A person makes the intention and they bring themselves to the house of Allah. And what do? They throw themselves into this revolution that the rest of the core believers and followers of Allah, of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are doing. So it's like this perfect submission that once, when I know in my life that I'm derailed and I'm struggling, what am I going to do? I have to take myself and plunge and just thrust myself into this orbit that's already present, which is the tawaf. And when I do so, I'm not physically falling into this revolution, and I don't even have to physically, if you've been done tawaf, people are just moving. They're taking you around. You know, even if you just stand in one spot and you go to a crowded area, you're being pushed in this perfect circular form, right? It's like you can just show up depleted and just feel this lowness, and you throw yourself in there. And what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his creation, just through the barakah of that space, just forces you into this revolution as well. It's just incredible on so many levels. So the point I was trying to make is that you fall into this orbit physically when you go to the house of Allah. You know, when you begin your umrah or when you begin your hajj, you know, you just fall into it and you submit and say, oh Allah, I mean, if I'm left to myself to sort this out, I'm in trouble. My kinetic energy has taken me in so many different directions. Now I just know I need to come here. And once I come here, I'm going to be pulled into this orbit, which is the perfect expression of a believer's love and desire to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I know I've already gone through the summary, but the takeaway is that in life, in nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created ways to maintain stability and balance, and this is why things work so well in this world. And this design of revolution around a center or a core is essential to the continuation and the existence of this universe and the success, you can say, of this universe at a microscopic level and a macroscopic level. And similarly, when it comes to our Islam and our deen, there's a physical expression of this revolution as well, and that is tawaf around the house of Allah. And while that in and of itself is an incredible act of worship that teaches us so many lessons, really, ultimately, the wisdom behind it is that it's a reminder for all of us that if we want to maintain stability and balance in our own lives as well, then at the core, in our heart, should be La ilaha illallah. And anything else, external or internal, any other forces that repel us away from Allah can cause us to fall out of that orbit. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever falling out of his orbit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to remain close and connected to him and always be remaining on the right path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to draw nearer to him in this life for the success of the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to appreciate the action of tawaf and allow us to perform it in the most beautiful way. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.